coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your irritated couple, Jay and Renee Valentine. And this is episode 227. Girl, I'm telling you, these kids.
I don't want them.
These kids. I mean,
right now.
You know, I can't even explain it. It's just like they are being utterly assholes. It just seems like they're being assholes. I don't think they are, but.
The most extra of extra.
They're being extra. I guess that's the
so
best way of putting it. They're being so extra, and it is so irritating right now.
My latest excuse for getting out of bed: Mama, my hair is broken.
Yes, her hair is broken.
A rubber band came out, so she wanted to fix it right then and there. I said I'd do it in the morning. She was very sad about that.
I mean, I would love to give them some bourbon to help them sleep, but I don't think that would go over okay.
CPS looks down upon that.
Yeah, I think so. You know, people look at me, I'm weird. Now, if I gave him some Japanese whiskey, 12-year-old Yamakaze.
That'd still be bad.
Oh, that'd still be bad? Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Then.
Yeah. Well. Anything with alcohol content above, like, what's in water is probably not good for kids.
So you heard it here, guys.
We're saying it's a short show, but that's what we said, things like that in the past. But I am still saying this is going to be a short show.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say what's up to the Valentine. What's going on, everyone?
Hi, everyone. Just wanted to give a little shout out, see what y'all are up to.
Yeah, I can't see everyone, but I know JK's there. He's spoken out.
And JK is here.
We always have some silent listeners, you know.
Yeah, you know? That's fine. Silent listeners are cool.
But yeah, so it's been raining. So I guess go ahead and just get the irritation out. So
yeah, we'll talk about the raining first. We'll do that.
Yeah, so it's been raining here in Louisville. We actually are in a state of an emergency here, and there's been some flooding.
And we hit an all-time record in precipitation.
Oh, we did? Mm-hmm. Was it all-time record? Okay, yep. I wasn't quite sure.
Makes it sound like it's like something good, but it's
so
not.
So they had to close the floodgates and weld them shut,
like,
and all that stuff.
The road closest to the river is completely underwater. Like, I mean, at least a good 4 feet, 4 or 5 feet probably underwater.
Yeah.
It's creeping up towards the side streets a little bit, but it's supposed to crest in the middle of this week.
Well, no, it's supposed to crest today, actually.
Oh, okay, well, but you know, there's rain coming.
There's rain coming in Wednesday.
But it's not, I don't think it's as bad.
Yeah, so Renee and I, we live further away from the river. So we're okay. There are some places that do get a lot of water because Saturday night we saw when we were coming back from dinner.
Yeah.
They had closed the road because there was a car that got stuck at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another car that got swept right after that one.
Right.
So they had closed it off. I mean, we were in kind of a panic. Oh, Mahogan and Zobby are here, too.
Oh, hi, Mahogan and Zobby.
Hey, look, Mahogan. Look what I'm drinking, buddy. Yamakaze 12 year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Yamazaki, sorry. Yamakaze. That's racist. No, it's not racist. Or is it? Yamazaki. Anyway, so we were kind of panicking a little bit because when we were coming back home, Renee's dad had ate dinner with us, and he kind of left ahead of us, and we stopped by Toys R Us real quick, you know, kind of with Toys R Us closing and stuff. We kind of had to do one final walkthrough to see, you know, what we were going to be missing, which wasn't much.
I mean, to be fair, we hardly ever went there.
Right. And you have to understand, too, with Amazon and everything else, their prices tend to be a little bit inflated. Except we did get the free, well, that was more Babies R Us, but we did get the free swing set from that company. Maybe we're the ones that put them out of business.
Yes.
So
it was all us. 100%.
All of it. All $665 of it. Yeah. Renee, we were kind of worried a little bit.
I was freaking out because I called him a billion times. He didn't answer.
Yeah.
And he said he was going home.
Right.
And so the fact that he wasn't home scared me, and that he wasn't answering his phone scared me. But it wasn't him. Jay walked out in the rain down all the way down the road. That was very sweet of you.
Yeah, and just to check and make sure.
Happy it wasn't him.
Yeah, to make sure to check it wasn't him. We got there. I got there, and I'm gonna talk to the lady whose car was the one that got, you know, stopped and flooded. Actually, it was weird. I gave her a hug too. I was like, "Oh,
she probably needed it."
Yeah, you can kind of tell because she was like, "Yeah, it's my car," you know. And
I can imagine that feeling, getting just swept,
dude.
Like your car just moving, and you can't.
Well,
think
it was
about
a guy that got swept. She happened to get out.
Okay.
You know, her car was actually sitting up a little bit higher, but yeah, it was just. It was crazy here. It's kind of crazy with all the rain. And
but I said to my sister that I think it's about time for us to get find friend.
So
he doesn't have us active, or like he can see us, but we can't see him. And I think it's time for us to be able to see him.
Yeah. So like I have mine turned on because I don't care. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, my thing is. I don't go anywhere where I'm like, I don't want people to know where I am. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then also, if you just looking and you seeing where I am, I mean, more power to you. I don't care. I mean, you know, but if something happens and I get hemmed up or something, I want somebody to try to find me.
Exactly.
Shoot. Yeah, people crazy these days. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I mean, it was made me stop trying to clean up my desk while I'm talking.
You are cleaning up your desk while talking. We can just end the podcast right now. Play. If you want to play with me, we can just go home.
Oh, podcast with you, not play.
Well, yeah. Well, you know how
okay.
Kids come out and play.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So yeah, I think it's about time because it's just time. It's time. I mean, he had it on for a little bit when he was doing all that driving. But I think he ended up turning it off, which I don't understand why, but, you know.
We'll fix it. I'll just turn it on. I won't even tell him.
That is funny.
But, so, you got a new toy. What new toy did you get?
I got a new toy. So, what?
Smoking.
That's not a toy. I got that toy, that was like last year before Thanksgiving.
Well, you first.
And we talked about it.
Oh, when yeah, we already back. Talked about it. But
so
but,
today
but
was
you used
a really,
your toy again.
So today was a really nice day.
It was nice.
At in Louisville, after all the rain, I think it was about 70 degrees. And with all the flooding downtown, you know, I was kind of like, it's going to be kind of chaotic downtown and everything. I'm going to chill out. And so I had already, last week, I had already defrosted a Boston butt to smoke.
Right.
And it was already defrosted and everything. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get this bad boy ready tonight so that we can defrost it. I can defrost it tonight. I mean, I can smoke it today. So after dropping the kids off and seeing Renee and all them off, went ahead and threw that bad boy in the smoker. Put it in about 9 o'clock. Put it out about 6:30 and let it rest. And then I pulled it apart about 7. So that was about 9.5 hours.
Yeah. To bring some.
But
so
yeah.
We have a barbecue tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's kind of nice getting that pulled pork done.
Well, I should get little buns for the girls, even though they probably won't.
You should. Go get some Hawaiian buns for them.
Get some Hawaiian buns for them.
You know they'll love that.
They will.
So I made some pulled pork today. So, but yeah. Yeah.
And Jay got me into gaming some more.
So, I wouldn't say that Jay got you into gaming.
Some more. Yes, you did.
I wouldn't say that. You kind of been playing Legos for the girls, like Lego Marvel Legos for the girls.
Right.
And
yeah, Mama Lego game.
Yeah.
Mama Lego game. And I give them controllers that aren't on and I play.
Yeah. And so you're kind of like, you know what? I think I'm ready to play some games with you, babe. And I was like, what? Oh, snap. So.
Were you like, you've been waiting for me to say something?
No, actually, I hadn't been really. I hadn't really been. I just kind of, I mean, I don't know, you know. And then we were kind of like, oh, you know, maybe we should go back and play Borderlands 2, which we played like 5 billion times.
Yes, we have. And we started it all over again.
Yeah. So I was kind of like, let's try something different. Da-da-da-da. So I hit up some folks from the Tadpool, asking them, you know, what's some good co-op video games that Renee and I can play. You know, Stellaris came up and some other ones. And then Divinity Original Sin, the second iteration came up.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's right. I forgot that one came out. I really wanted it. That game is awesome. It's like playing Pathfinder or Dungeons and Dragons, but video game wise, you have to kind of figure out stuff. It's turn based. It's laid back, but yet it brings you in. Right. So we got it and we started playing. So what's your first thoughts on Divinity Original Sin?
I liked it. It's a slow game, as in to play slowly is not to play badly. It's, I can take my time, see what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
And you think about a move before you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even move a couple feet while you're fighting. I like it a lot.
Like, you got like, ooh, do I want to step on that water? Because someone can cast electricity on it and yeah. shock me.
And I like that things aren't immutable in this game. Like in some games, a sick old man stays a sick old man.
Right.
For a billion years to come. He's always a sick old man.
Right.
In this one, old man can turn to drunk old man, can turn to dead old man, depending on what you do.
Because this is what happened. So, JK, this is one of the things I might get you to make me a overlay for with Divinity Original Sin so that Renee and I can stream some of this. So, I'm talking to this old man, and he's sick, right? But old man's about to give me some information about the place that we're in. And then all of a sudden, he stops talking to me. And I'm like, what happened? And Renee's like, oh, he asked me for a bottle.
No. She did.
Lady asked Renee for some alcohol, right? Oh, what did she ask for?
Yeah, just a little drink or some. Yeah, but she asked for alcohol. It was alcohol.
Yeah, so she asked for a little alcohol, and then all of a sudden, I guess she gave it to this dude. This dude passed out on me, and I'm like, oh man, I was so close to getting some clues, right? Dude was knocked out the alcohol. He was like, so we go into this cave. We found this cave. We go in and it's like this hunker down cave, which was great and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we're coming back out.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, let's go ahead and talk. I'm gonna go to this old man,
right,
to talk to him. Maybe he sobered up. I go and hover over him and it's like, oh, you can loot this body. He's dead. I'm just like, what in the world?
And I felt bad. I was like, maybe I killed him with the alcohol.
Actually, I didn't say what in the world. I actually took his gun.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course we took and looted the body.
I was like, okay. I'll take his gun. Sure.
So you aren't sure what's going to happen.
Right. So it's great. I mean, like, we were in this one part, and then, like, I picked up the talent so I can talk to animals. You know, and I was talking to these dogs, and I started throwing this ball around, and they were aggressive, but they weren't aggressive anymore, any right. longer. And then I guess I took too long or something, because somebody got pissed off. And then we had this big old fight.
It was terrible.
It was horrible. Renee and I both died, but our other two people got out.
So they were able to but come back and rest.
They came back in and rest us. So, yeah. So, I like the I want to start streaming that. I'm thinking about streaming.
Okay.
Where it's just us playing and stuff.
That's
like
fine.
That. I mean, and whatnot. If you know, it's pretty laid back. I really like it. I like it a lot. And it's co-op. I mean, we can create a, if you know, JK gets it, if he decides to get a real computer.
Yeah, but they have to fall in line with how we play.
Right.
Because if you don't like to go super slow and talk before you act, then you need not play this game with us.
Right. I mean, they can...
Putting it down.
I mean, they can play, like... So we already have two characters that are in our game. They can take over one of them.
Right.
You know? But yeah. What's going on, Hando? Hando showed up.
Hey!
Boom! Hando. Hando's in the room! Did I tell you Zombie and Mulhogan were here?
Yes.
Okay.
We did. I said that to
them. Okay. Nah, I just couldn't remember if I told you not. I know if I did, you would have said hi, but I'm just making sure.
I did say hi.
I know. That's what I just said, baby.
We're talking about Divinity 2 Original Sin.
Yep.
Okay. I've got that name wrong every time I've said it, so I'm proud of myself. But yeah, so I like it. It's a good one to get back in because we play it when we feel like it. We haven't played it since what, Saturday?
Maybe Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, because
no, it's actually Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yeah. Divinity Original Sin 2. Anyway, so yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It's fun. It's kind of
like. Dude, they got so many awards and stuff like that.
They did?
Yep. Mm. And Renee was shocked that I didn't play a dwarf.
I'm very shocked. You always choose a dwarf or a big black guy.
Well, I kind of... I chose a black guy.
You chose neither. Well,
dude is black.
Yeah.
I made him black.
Yeah.
I made him not white.
Your two things are big black guy, little dwarf.
Right,
and if you can do a little black dwarf, you do that.
Which I could have, but I didn't. I wanted to go with this Inquisitor. He was kind of cool. He's kind of like a necromancer paladin type.
Right.
He's just awesome with a two-handed weapon, you know. But yeah, so definitely check it out. It's really good. It's like, think of Baldur's Gate, the Baldur's Gate game.
Right.
But better. Yeah, I'm going to say that. I know there are probably some people that won't agree with me on that one, but it's my show. I can say what I want to do. So, we also picked up 7 Days to Die.
I have not played it at all.
We haven't played it, that we're thinking about playing with Rob and Jason.
Yeah, and you also gave me another game. Seralis?
Oh, Seralis. Which is a 4X game, which is kind of like Civilization, but in space.
Yeah. See, I like Civilization, except I don't like when people attack me.
Right. And that's why you got to play with people.
Yeah.
Because
just like to advance my thing.
Right, right.
And then when it comes time to fight, I mean,
that's silicon versus
bow out
carbon.
And be like,
okay. Carbon versus silicon. That's what I'm talking about. And that's kind of like what a lot of people do. Yeah. You know, you kind of team up so you can beat the computer.
Right.
You're like, yo, Jay, can you come help me beat these people up? You know. So,
but then what happens? Do we share the world?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we just kind of discover.
We share the world.
Yeah, we share the world. We share the space station. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start sharing.
So, yeah. So I've been playing a little game, so that's about it. And then this weekend we went to a kids sports complex, is a good way to put it, called All About Kids. They do swim lessons. Martial arts, gymnastics, basketball,
dance,
all kinds of different lessons. Mm-hmm. And they have a open little gym session on Saturdays. It's just like 3 inflatables, but the kids loved it. They had a blast. They made instant friends. I'm like, it's crazy how kids can just say, all right, you're my friend, and they go off and hang out. So I'm thinking about putting him in gymnastics. I need to call around because I think their price is higher than other places.
Okay.
So I just need to call around just to be sure it's not like crazy insane. because we do have two of them.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I'm excited about getting them into something to get their energy out. They have a lot of energy, as witnessed tonight when I was about to kill them.
Yeah, that's kind of what's been going on with them. So like tonight, they actually would have been turned up a whole lot more. But there's this, I'm not even sure if we talked about this on the show before.
I don't think so.
But there's this one, I can't remember the name of the lady, the YouTube vlogger. She has, just Google frozen yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a lady who does yoga for children.
Yep.
And when the girls were huge and frozen and everything else, she had like, it was like a 30-minute yoga session where she talks about the frozen story, and they reenact that story through through yoga. So I was kind of like, okay, girls, y'all gonna do some yoga? You want some frozen yoga? They was like, yeah, let's do frozen yogurt. You sound like they were saying yoga, yogurt.
Yeah,
but
frozen
yogurt. But we went there and we noticed that she had put out a new one, which was Moana. And Renee was looking at me because she's waiting for me to say Moana.
She said yes. He says Moana.
Yeah,
and it drives me crazy.
When I say Santone, it drives her crazy. So
even though that people actually apparently do say that, but yes,
Moana went to Santone. How about that? Take that, Renee. Go crazy.
But I thought of a great comic for a Moana cow Moana mashup. That would be great.
You should send that to Scott. You should DM him.
Meh.
But anyway, so it was a Moana. Yeah, I said it right. Moana yoga. So they did 30 minutes of the Moana yoga while I was pulling the pork and kind of calmed them down a little bit. About 25 minutes into it, you can kind of tell Zoe's getting real silly.
Yeah.
And everything else.
They started playing around.
Which was fine, you know, because it was like 5 more minutes and then they had to take a bath. And it was trying to get them settled down because it's kind of like, girls, you know, it was just like, they were just really, really, really buck wild, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's like they wrestle and like they knock each other down and hug and they hug with vigor so much that they fall down, and they're very physical.
Yeah,
children, these kids.
Yeah, and they're in the physical stage right now.
Everything is all good until somebody is hurt, and then
games. It is games that morph, is what I always call them.
Games that morph.
Yep. Everybody's playing until it morphs into a fight. It just morphs. You know, all of a sudden, that one thing happens and all hell breaks loose. You know. So yeah. So that was good for them to do and stuff like that. So today, Donald Trump did a press conference today.
Yeah, he did. I didn't usually care to share the nonsense he talks about, but this was great.
Yeah, so Donald Trump, you know, during this press conference, told everyone, you know, Mr. Deputy, which during the
Parkland
shooting, there was a couple of deputies that didn't go in or anything like that, and you know, everybody's trying to figure out what was going on and like on paid suspension and stuff. What happened, Donald said, he said that he would have ran in, even if he did not have a weapon. He wouldn't have ran away from it. He would have ran in there to get the shooter.
Even with no weapon.
Even with no weapon. You know. And
so I looked at, like, I've been looking at comments everywhere, even on Fox News.
Right.
People are calling him Cadet Bonespur.
Cadet Bonespur.
Because he dodged the draft 5 times by getting a medical notice that he had bone spurs.
Okay.
So they're calling him Cadet Bonespur.
Yeah. JK just said he wouldn't have ran in if it weren't for his bone spur.
Yeah. That's what everybody was saying. It was pretty funny. And like, you mean you would have ran away from it? It's like,
right.
So yeah. So I think even Trump supporters stayed quiet on that one because there's nothing they could have said.
Yeah.
But, oh, sorry. But Hillary would be worse, is what they said.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Hendo, a guy who used to take part in WWE wrestling, was talking shit.
Yeah. I guess yes. It makes sense, right?
And then also Kevin Smith from, Bob, what's his name?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob. Dude had a massive heart attack.
I know. I saw that.
He's like 46. And it was like right dead in his damn Widowmaker. And it was just kind of crazy that that happened. And he was recording. And he was supposed to have, he was supposed to do like a second show after he got finished. And in between, he kind of had, you know, kind of sick to his stomach, started sweating profusely and everything. And it was kind of like, you know what? Let's take you to the hospital. Let's not record. And sure enough, he went in operation and you know, had to get a, you know, he had to get a heart surgery done. And it was kind of crazy. Did you read his Facebook post?
No.
Where it talked about how he was kind of like at peace about it. You know, if he had died.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. It's just kind of.
Would you be at peace if he died? If, like, you knew you were going to die?
I don't know. Hmm. And then also, Insa Cosby, who's the daughter of Bill Cosby.
Yep.
She died at 44 from cancer. She had
renal.
I'm sorry, not cancer.
Yeah.
Renal disease.
Right.
Sorry about that, everyone. Which I'm gonna have to Google. Which I think I know what that may be. And don't
kidneys.
Huh?
Kidneys.
Oh, it is? Okay, so that means I don't know.
What do you think it was?
What do you think? This is your husband, and I hear renal. So.
What you think of? Anal?
Yes. There we go.
Oh,
boom.
Oh, my gosh. Renal is kidding.
And it's not funny, but it's more funny from my end
because
I'm silly. Not silly. I'm not the brightest guy.
No, you are. You're brighter the other.
Yeah.
You're brighter in other ways.
Hey, but guess what? DACA recipients will be able to renew their status after the Supreme Court decided not to take up Trump's bid to end the program.
I see a GIF with, like, Trump and then the Supreme Court dunking on him or something like that. That'd be great.
But, are they going, Ruth, no, 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 Ruth, not Ruth, in my house.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg doing it would be great.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that Supreme Court. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. They're not going to make their March 5th deadline.
You know, someone said something today about, you know, we're talking about gun control and, you know, it's all going around and everything about how can we make our schools safer and everything else. Someone says something today that made sense. You know how we have police substations all over the town?
Mm-hmm.
Why not put those police substations in the schools or near the schools?
Yeah, might as well. I mean, it's not like... I mean, you had to move buildings, but besides that, same police.
Right. I mean, like, there's a police substation in the Kroger up here.
Yeah, they should just make it, like, when they build a school, build a police substation.
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be big or anything like that, but it's kind of like,
it does
oh,
make sense.
Damn.
Now,
they,
as so that a, would, that'd be cool.
That
now,
makes sense.
No, it wouldn't stop school shootings, but.
But, and then also, I mean, I could even see in, like, maybe in some of the inner cities. Where there is trouble with relationships between the inner cities and some of the cops,
mm-hmm.
that those cops will build relationships also with those kids,
yeah.
because they'll see them,
right?
You know, and I just think that'll be something that could happen. I mean, someone said that. I was like, wow, you know, this is just it just makes sense.
I wonder if there's something we haven't thought about, you know?
Yeah,
I think it'd be a good idea.
So. Trying to think if there's anything else that happened. Today was like a busy day.
It was. I was busy at work. Jay was busy at work. News was busy.
Yeah, it's a lot of news stuff today, you know. But yeah. You have anything else, babe?
No, man. We're good.
Alright. Cool.
We had a full show. I'm good with a short full show.
Alright. Well, cool, man. How you feeling about everything? You feeling all right?
What do you mean?
You feeling okay? Are you feeling less irritated?
Yeah.
What I mean.
Now it's like in what way?
All right. Well, cool. I'm Valen Tavern, Hando, Zobby, Lou Hogan, and JK.
Thanks for coming in and saying hey, y'all.
Yeah. Anyone else that's out there, you know, that didn't speak up, thanks for being here. It was a nice, I wouldn't say nice, but it was just short show, just kind of get in and talk about, you know, what we did. But yeah, we got a lot going on this coming week. Renee's getting prepped up for this kid stuff sale.
I'll be glad when I get my stuff checked in and I'm done.
That stuff ain't coming back in. I'll be so glad. I get my room back.
It is. Well, it's coming. It'll be coming back, but it'll be going in bins.
We may be coming back.
I mean, the stuff that doesn't sell is coming back.
I thought we were donating.
Or I'm donating the big stuff.
Oh.
The clothes, if it doesn't sell, it comes back and I put it in a bin. It won't even be in the house. It'll be out in the shed.
Okay. But yeah. I'm just looking forward to getting my room back.
I know.
Oh, and there's some of it too. I mean, it's not all.
Sorry,
all
that I stuff. Really had no other place to put it.
I know. And I think because I didn't have it straightened up before we started storing stuff in there, it made it even just worse.
In there. Yeah.
So it was like my issue with what you had going on, which isn't an issue.
Right.
But anyway, huge shout out to the folks over at Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music. I'm also the folks at Andrew Allen Trio for the intro and outro. And also, a huge shout out to Aaron and all those guys at the Black Astronauts Podcast. Go check them out. Teddy D and all of them. Give their show a shout. Get a listen to them. They're doing some Black Panther reviews. I'm going to try to go see it again on Monday. I'll be going doing the barrel pick at Wild Turkey Distillery. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you excited about it?
I am. So, that's going to be fun. But anyway, with that being said, you guys take it easy. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
We didn't do our ending where they can find us in our email.
Okay. I'll just tell everybody to take care.
Oh, okay. You sound like you were getting ready to sign off.
I was about to sign off. But if you...
Okay, well...
If you want to reach us, you can do by email. But no one emails us. But anyway,
we're still going to say
the valentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page is
facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's THECAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
You were really low.
The Ice Flow.
Okay. Anyway.
JK, nobody speaks to me anyway.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
We'll talk to you all later. And we're out. We're out. Out. We're out. We're out. I guess I could fade out.
You could have.
It's 22 seconds. But anyway, sure. Oh, I can't fade out. It's on the other bar.
So you just have to fill up 20 seconds of talking. Oh. Boops.
Bye.